Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. A correspondent, Karen Shamas, reports on Palestinians reacting to the news that the first stage of a ceasefire plan has been agreed on.
Israel and Hamas have agreed to the first phase of President Trump's peace plan for Gaza. The agreement will see a pause to Israel's assault on Gaza and the release of the remaining Israeli hostages in exchange for Palestinians held in Israeli prisons. Exhausted Palestinians greeted the deal warily on Thursday as a possible breakthrough toward ending Israel's devastating two-year offensive on Gaza. Rabbi Duher from Rafah told the AP he had mixed emotions of happiness and pain because of all the human loss that Gazans endured. Most Palestinians questioned said they wanted to go back to their homes in Gaza. Some, however, had nothing left to go back to but rubble. Israel's military has killed more than 67,000 Palestinians in Gaza in the past 2 years. As UN experts have said, Israel's actions in the territory amount to genocide. I'm Karen Shamas.
A federal judge will hear arguments today over President Trump's deployment of National Guard troops in Illinois. Governor J.B. Pritzker and Chicago area officials strongly oppose the deployment.
He says he's going to jail me. He says he's going to jail the mayor of the city of Chicago. These are people who stand against him.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker.
But literally have done nothing wrong.
Reacting to a post by President Trump saying Pritzker and Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson should be in jail for failing to protect U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers.
The police were helping beautifully.
Leader asked about it at the White House.
And then all of a sudden, a woman was on the line saying, everybody, move back, get out, get out. And they were given an order by the second person in the police department, and the governor knew about it, the mayor knew about it. I understand that's a criminal offense.
Pritzker again.
He's demented, literally, unhinged.
Pritzker and the mayor have sued to stop Trump from deploying National Guard troops in Chicago. I'm Ben Thomas.
The government shutdown is entering its ninth day. Democrats want subsidies for health plans extended. Trump and Republicans say they will only negotiate on Democratic demands on health care benefits after they vote to reopen the government.
The federal government shutdown is grinding into a second week with no obvious endgame in sight. There are quiet bipartisan talks aimed at finding a way out, but publicly, both sides are holding their ground. From Speaker Mike Johnson.
The House is done. The ball is now in the Senate's court.
To Majority Leader John Thune, who says the Democrats' legislation to fund the government simply will not pass.
You tell me who is responsible for the government shutdown.
To top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer.
One sentence sums it all up. Republicans are shutting down the government because they refuse to fix and address the crisis in American healthcare.
As Randy Irwin and other top federal worker union leaders gathered near the Capitol,
Congress, do your damn job!
The Senate again took up dueling bills to end the shutdown. Both again failed. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
And the State Department says it's fired a U.S. diplomat over a romantic relationship he admitted to having with a Chinese woman alleged to have ties to the Chinese Communist Party. This dismissal is believed to be the first of its kind for violating a ban on these relationships that was introduced late last year under the Biden administration. And Joan Kennedy, the former wife of Senator Edward Kennedy, died yesterday at the age of 89.
The first wife of Senator Edward Kennedy, Joan Kennedy, has died. She was 89. Joan Kennedy endured the assassinations of two brothers-in-law and stood by her husband through the Chappaquiddick scandal, as well as through his failed 1980 run for president. The couple divorced in 1982. She worked for the mentally challenged and other causes, but also struggled with mental health issues and alcoholism herself. That included several drunk driving arrests. Her son, Patrick Kennedy, praised her as a classically trained pianist and advocate for addiction recovery. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
This is AP News. The women's college basketball poll is celebrating a half century of shaping the sport.
This season marks the 50th year of the Women's College Basketball Poll, with the AP rankings setting the table. The poll was founded by the Philadelphia Inquirer's Mel Greenberg in 1976, 6 years before the first NCAA tournament. 1995 UConn champion and Basketball Hall of Famer Rebecca Lobo recalls the poll's significance.
There wasn't a place where you could go and really figure out who are the best teams in the country. So the AP poll was that place.
Former LSU and UCLA coach Nikki Fargus remembers sending faxes and mailings out to potential recruits that showed poll rankings. Lobo says the poll was ahead of its time.
Folks who were voting on that were caring long before a lot of people were when it came to women's basketball.
I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
The IRS will furlough nearly half of its workforce as part of a new contingency plan following the failure of the Trump administration and Congress to reach a funding agreement, leading to a second week of a government shutdown. The IRS says that most of its operations are currently closed. The IRS initially planned to stay open using funds from the Democrats' Inflation Reduction Act, but now only about half of the IRS's 75,000 employees will remain working. Last week, President Donald Trump said around 750 federal workers nationwide were expected to be furloughed, with some potentially fired. Journalists who cover the U.S. military are heading towards a showdown with Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. At issue is whether to sign a statement acknowledging new restrictions on their jobs or risk being thrown out of the Pentagon. The deadline to sign is next week. New policy was issued 2 weeks ago that imposes strict limits on where reporters can be without an official escort, and includes a restriction that journalists not report on any news, even if unclassified, without official approval. The Pentagon is now saying that it cannot block journalists from reporting news, but that it can revoke the credentials of reporters who ask anyone in the Defense Department for information without an official okay. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Most officials at the Federal Reserve support further interest rate cuts. Minutes from last month's meeting show a majority of Fed officials feel there is a greater chance unemployment would rise, and the risk of rising inflation has either diminished or not increased. Only one official formally dissented from the quarter-point rate cut in September, Stephen Miron, who was appointed by President Trump. He wanted a bigger cut, but the minutes underscore the deep division on the committee between those who feel the Fed short-term rate is too high and weighing on the economy, and those who point to persistent inflation as a reason to remain cautious. Chair Jerome Powell explained it this way.
It's not incredibly obvious what to do, so we have to keep our eye on inflation. At the same time, we cannot ignore and must keep our eye on maximum employment.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Some House Democrats are calling for a bill to make sure troops get paid during the shutdown. 55 Democrats signed a letter to House Speaker Mike Johnson saying if Congress does not act by next Wednesday, nearly 3 million military families will miss their next paycheck. But Johnson's rejecting the calls, saying the House already had that vote on a stopgap funding bill nearly every Democrat voted against.
It does us no good to be here dithering on show votes.
Number two House Democrat Catherine Clark was stunned.
A show vote? I can't imagine anything more disrespectful.
President Trump says he may head to the Middle East later this week amid optimism over Gaza peace talks. On day three of negotiations between Israel and Hamas in Egypt.
They're doing very well.
And the president's mulling a visit.
I may go there sometime toward the end of the week, maybe on Sunday.
The president's top Mideast advisor joined the talks in Sharm el-Sheikh today, as did Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's chief aide. Two Arab nation officials say there was progress, and a deal could be reached in coming days. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In Nashville, Tennessee, Republican Matt Van Epps, who was endorsed by President Trump, and Democrat Afton Bain won their very crowded primary races Tuesday and will face off in a special election to replace GOP Congressman Mark Green, who left office this summer. Van Epps, a former commissioner in Governor Bill Lee's administration, pledged to work with Trump on issues ranging from illegal immigration enforcement to providing care for veterans. Bain, a Democratic state rep, said at her victory party, Democrats in the Deep South aren't done yet. The December 2nd general election could gauge the popularity of Trump's aggressive second-term agenda. The seat is one of three districts GOP lawmakers drew as safely red in 2022 by dividing left-leaning Nashville. Country superstar Dolly Parton setting the record straight following public speculation about her health.
I'm not ready to die yet. I don't think God is through with me, and I ain't done working.
The 79-year-old Wednesday posting on her social media.
That AI picture of Reba and me, ooh, Lordy. I mean, they had Reba at my deathbed, and we both look like we need to be buried, but... But then I thought, oh, my Lord, but if I was really dying, I don't think Reba would be the one at my deathbed.
Parton filmed the clip while doing publicity for the Grand Ole Opry.
There's just a lot of rumors flying around, but I figured if you heard it from me, you'd know that I was okay.
Last month, the singer postponed her first Las Vegas residency in 32 years, citing health challenges and moving it to next year. Scientists Susumu Kitagawa, Richard Robson, and Omar Yagi won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry Wednesday for their development of metal organic frameworks that could play a part in solving some of humanity's greatest challenges. One expert likened the discovery to the enchanted handbag in the fictional Harry Potter series. Kitagawa, who is affiliated with Japan's Kyoto University, says he's honored to win.
I'm deeply honored and delighted that my long-standing research has been recognized.
Yagi is affiliated with the University of California, Berkeley. Robson is affiliated with the University of Melbourne in Australia. He tells the AP he's very pleased and a bit stunned, saying, "This is a major thing that happens late in life when I'm not really in a condition to withstand it all." He's 88. I'm Julie Walker.
A New Jersey man has been arrested on charges of possessing explosives outside of St. Matthew's Cathedral in Washington. Louis Jerry is accused of having a destructive device as the church was about to celebrate the annual Red Mass, which marks the start of the Supreme Court's term. Before the Mass on Sunday, police say they saw Jerry setting up a tent on steps leading into the Catholic Church. Authorities say Jerry was arrested when he refused to remove his tent from church property. Police say Jerry admitted to having explosive devices. Investigators say they found paperwork in his possession that expressed significant animosity towards Supreme Court members. A judge ordered Jerry held without bond until a hearing on Thursday. Mike Hemp in Washington.
More than 200 animals were found at the Northport, Long Island home of a wildlife rehabilitator, where authorities also discovered a 95-year-old woman who they say was essentially trapped in her room due to clutter in the house. Cats, dogs, parrots, roosters, hedgehogs, chinchillas, guinea pigs, voles, and flying squirrels. Many in cages, many very sick, according to officials. The Suffolk County DA describing it as a hoarding situation. The 57-year-old rehabilitator and a 61-year-old man who also lived at the home are charged with animal cruelty, while the rehabilitator also faces charges of endangering the welfare of a vulnerable elderly person. Julie Walker, New York.
The only escaped Louisiana inmate who remained on the run following an audacious May 16th jailbreak by 10 inmates has been found in Atlanta, Georgia. After a brief standoff at a house, 28-year-old Derek Groves was taken into custody after evading authorities for nearly 5 months. Groves had the most violent criminal record of the escapees, with a murder conviction and facing a possible life sentence. The other 9 escapees were recaptured within 6 weeks of breaking out. The men squeezed through a hole behind a toilet and scaled a barbed wire fence. Above the hole, they scrawled a message on the cell wall that read, "Too easy, laugh out loud." I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A New York City judge dismisses a civil summons against Alex O'Keefe. He's a former writer for FX's hit show, The Bear. O'Keefe was removed in handcuffs from a Metro North commuter train in the Bronx last month after a passenger complained about how he was sitting. O'Keefe, who is black, says that passenger and transit officers targeted him over race. He captured the incident on his Instagram.
You call the police to arrest the one black dude on the train.
The MTA says O'Keefe had his feet on the seat and did not follow officers' directions to exit the train, so they removed him and wrote him a summons for disorderly conduct. That summons dismissed Tuesday by an administrative judge, a common outcome for such alleged violations. Julie Walker, New York.
An arrest has been made in connection with a deadly January wildfire in California. Uber driver Jonathan Rindernecht is accused of lighting the Lockman fire on New Year's Day that was put out initially. He fled the scene.
While the Lockman fire burned, the defendant walked up the same trail from earlier that night to watch the fire and firefighters.
Acting U.S. Attorney Bill Asaley says investigators determined the fire was intentionally lit, likely by a lighter.
It smoldered underground for about a week until on January 7th, heavy winds caused this underground fire to surface and spread above ground, causing what became known as the Palisades Fire.
Audio from KABC. The fire killed 12 people and destroyed more than 6,000 homes and buildings in Pacific Palisades. Investigators still haven't determined the cause of a second blaze, the Eaton Fire. 18 people were killed in Altadena. I'm Ed Donahue.
Police in Boston say 13 pro-Palestinian demonstrators were arrested after a clash that sent four officers to the hospital. Everyone arrested at Tuesday's protest is from the Boston area and were between the ages of 19 and 27. An evening rally at Boston Common in support of an end to the war in Gaza turned into a confrontation several blocks away. Witnesses say 200 to 300 protesters interlocked arms to block police and emergency vehicles trying to get down Tremont Street. Then protesters shoved and even wrestled with officers who were attempting to make arrests. The Berkeley Beacon, a student newspaper for Emerson College, reported that organizers were calling for universities to divest from companies with ties to Israel. The protest was one of many around the world that coincided with the second anniversary of the Hamas-led attack on Israel. I'm Jennifer King.
A Texas bishop on the front lines of the immigration crackdown met at the Vatican with Pope Leo. El Paso Bishop Mark Seitz brought a packet of letters from immigrant families and showed the Pope a video.
Many of us were forced to leave behind everything that was most precious.
To say they're fearful is not strong enough. They're terrorized.
Seitz told the AP they fear they and their loved ones will be rounded up and deported. Catholic leaders in the U.S. have denounced the Trump administration crackdown. Seitz says at one point the Pope apologized for not having a place for the group to sit.
Later on in the meeting, he said, I will stand with you.
Seitz says the goal is not to get into the political fray on immigration.
We need to express what the Gospels teach us.
The first U.S. Pope celebrated a special Holy Year Mass for migrants last weekend. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Seth Sutal, and this is the AP Market Report. Stocks rose again on Wall Street, pushing the market to more record highs. The S&P 500 climbed 0.6% Wednesday. The index had snapped a 7-day winning streak a day earlier. The Dow Jones Industrial Average edged down by just 1 point. That's essentially flat. The Nasdaq Composite rose 1.1%. Stocks benefiting from the artificial intelligence boom continued to pull the market higher. Chip companies including NVIDIA, Broadcom, and Advanced Micro Devices all rose. Gold also climbed, pushing further past $4,000 an ounce. Seth Sutel, New York.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolball. The Blue Jays are headed to the American League Championship Series for the first time in 9 years after eliminating the Yankees with a 5-2 Game 4 ALDS win. Nathan Lucas had a key two-run single in the seventh for Toronto manager John Schneider's team.
Just happy for everyone that was involved and kind of fitting that it took everyone to win today.
The Tigers forced a winner-take-all Game 5 in their AL Division Series against the Mariners with a 9-3 win. In the NL DS, Kyle Schwarber homered twice, and the Phillies avoided a sweep by the Dodgers with an 8-2 Game 3 win. The Cubs also avoided a sweep with a 4-3 win over the Brewers. And Asia Wilson's last-second fadeaway gave the Aces a 90-88 win and a 3-0 WNBA Final Series lead over the Mercury.
In that moment, if a coach has to tell me what to do, I'm not doing my job.
The NCAA has moved a step closer to allowing athletes and athletic department staff members to bet on professional National Sports. The Division I Administrative Committee approved the change on Wednesday. It must still be approved by Division II and Division III for it to go into effect November 1st. The NCAA is not changing its rule, which forbids athletes from betting on college sports. The NCAA prohibits sharing information about college competitions with bettors and doesn't allow sponsorship of NCAA championships by betting sites. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
A new UN study has reported that more than 54,600 children younger than 5 in Gaza may be acutely malnourished, with more than 12,800 severely affected. By early August, roughly 16% of children in Gaza under 5 years, some as young as 6 months, were suffering from a life-threatening type of malnutrition known as acute wasting, with nearly 4% suffering from severe wasting. The report comes from the UN agency that acts as the primary healthcare provider to Palestinian refugees in the region. Experts and aid groups have warned for months that Israel's restrictions of food and aid into Gaza and a relentless military offensive were causing starvation, particularly in children and pregnant women. I'm Karen Shamas.
The Israeli military has intercepted a 9-boat flotilla in the Mediterranean Sea, trying to break Israel's naval blockade of Gaza and detain scores of activists on board. The foreign ministry says the 145 activists were brought to shore in Israel for processing and are expected to be deported soon. The interception on Wednesday comes after nearly 450 activists, including European lawmakers and climate activist Greta Thunberg, were intercepted on around 40 boats last week trying to reach Gaza with a symbolic amount of humanitarian aid. The organisers of this latest 9-vessel group, made up of the Freedom of Flotilla Coalition and the Thousand Madeleines to Gaza, decreed the Wednesday detentions as arbitrary and unlawful. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.